coming up on 8:41, Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time for the regular Finger Lakes Health visit on the Finger Lakes Morning News. Laura Turbide is with us. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
I believe this is the first time you and I have ever actually met.
Yes, very nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you in person. Before we get to our topic, what's going on your end?
Sure. I do want to share with folks, just because we always use this great forum when we have updates. We've had some computer and phone kinds of challenges in the past day or so. So I just want to remind people, if you're having any trouble getting through to us on our phones, we are working to restore some phone lines and some physician offices and things. As always, if it's a true emergency, please call 911. If you're having any trouble getting through the office, we encourage you to call our switchboard at 315-787-4000. We know we can try to direct you to some of the more operational lines, but just while we're doing some of this phone restoration this morning, we just don't want anybody inconvenienced. So we appreciate everybody's patience and think that we will be hopefully in a good spot to get to you on the phones.
Never seems to happen at a good time.
Exactly. And certainly we appreciate that patients are being very patient. We're also using some manual sort of downtime paper procedures. So we just want to say thanks to our community for being so supportive and recognizing that we're really partners with them. So
that's good. Sometimes it takes situations like that for people to rise up. But one of the new things going on is Finger Lakes, I hope I get this right, gastroenterology.
You did get it right.
I've been practicing that since about 5 o'clock this morning.
Yes, well, I'm really, really happy that we're here. It's March. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. We talk very frequently about really wanting to create the kind of community where no one dies from a preventable death. No one dies from preventable cancer death. We obviously cannot become completely cancer-free, likely. That might be an unrealistic goal, but we'd love to be. But we certainly know that we can really work a long way with some of our screening modalities and some of our fantastic work that's both, we'll talk about it, both therapeutic as well as preventative. And I'm here this morning with Dr. Henry Leguider, one of my favorite physicians, one of my personal physicians as well. He is part of Finger Lakes Gastroenterology, which is a medical practice that is now part of FLH Medical PC, which is part of Finger Lakes Health. He and his partners, Dr. Angel Diaz and Dr. Christine Yu, are literally fantastic board-certified gastroenterologists who work with us to do not only diagnostic work on the gastrointestinal system, and we can talk a little bit more about that, but obviously a lot of procedure work. They spend a significant part of their time working with our patients through things like upper endoscopies or colonoscopies, which people often talk about, and that's really what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about colonoscopies, why it's so important to get those screenings, how many deaths from colorectal cancer we can prevent with such a simple procedure. There's a lot of teasing about it. I love that GI physicians have the best sense of humor on the planet. So they're really willing and open to talk with patients about not only how important it is to sort of when you hit those screening timelines, ages, and we can talk about what those guidelines are and the ages, but really just how critical it is to just literally like set aside any self-consciousness you have about this topic, beg your friends, family, loved ones to really respect the guidelines, go in and take advantage of the fact that we have these incredible physicians right in our region. They go right, you know, in and out procedure in terms of up at the Finger Lakes Surgery Center on Preemption Road, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it means, as well as what colorectal cancer means, how serious it is, but also how easily we can really work with people if we're working with them in a proactive way.
Well, thank you very much for that lovely introduction. I am Dr. Henry Leguider. I've been here in Geneva now coming up on 25 years as part of Finger Lakes Gastroenterology. And basically, I think March is designated as a Colon Cancer Awareness Month, is a great time to draw attention to this very real problem. Colon cancer, unfortunately, even with screening, is still the second most leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. And the third most common cancer. Now, the thing that where screening comes in with colon cancer that's really advantageous is that not only is the colonoscopy, which is the gold standard for screening, diagnostic for early cancers, but also preventive from cancers down the road. Because colon cancer starts off as an initially benign growth called a colon polyps, usually an adenomatous polyp, which over time will grow and then eventually transform into a cancer. So that if you go, when you do the colonoscopy, if you remove all of the polyps that you find, you essentially reset the clock back to zero as far as the risk of developing colon cancer. And that's really what seems to have made the huge difference long term, because really it was like in the 90s that colon cancer screening really took on a little head of steam. There was the Ronald Reagan incident, and then the Katie Couric effect, when she sort of really publicized it, had her colonoscopy on TV. And of course, also at that time, the insurance companies finally acknowledged that this was a smart thing to pay for as a preventive measure. So that really, when you look at it, it always takes a long time for things to really factor out. And it's, and we really have seen a significant drop in colon cancer diagnoses and deaths since colon cancer screening has really kicked in. Unfortunately, still probably about a third of the population aged 50 to 70 has not been screened. And I think a part of that is the phobia about the procedure itself and also of the preparation. So that, you know, I want to sort of just clarify that the colonoscopy itself, 99.9% of the patients, after they've had the procedure, like, I was so worried about that, that that was nothing. Because we do usually use some degree of conscious sedation to make the patient relax. And then the procedure itself is very smooth. And there is no pain or sensation with the procedure or with removing the polyps.
And I could pipe in as a patient who's had that and even had it earlier than screening age because I had some symptoms. And I remember thinking I was anxious. I was a little nervous. I can honestly tell you, I was talking to Dr. LeGuider the whole time. I think people end up not remembering as much truthfully. They think they're remembering, but they don't. And literally no sensation whatsoever. And I think that is really important for people. And everyone's different. But without question, I think I don't think I've ever heard of anyone who then felt as though they had any kind of the sensations they were felt anxious about. I will say the prep the day before where you're really cleaning out your bowel and having those drinking, you really do need to stay home and really close to your bathroom. I'm not going to lie. That is a piece of it. But that in and of itself, if that was sort of a few hours of what we were educated about what to expect, and you take your afternoon off or you take your evening off from work, you plan for that. And then you actually have this, I think, a real peace of mind to know, you know, after this procedure to know I know now that I'm healthy.
Right.
And I think that is such a great feeling. So the fact that you may be taking this, basically drinking a drink that then allows you to basically have a clean colon when you go in to have this procedure is really, I think, the prep people have anxiety about. Even the prep is really something that with planning, I think. Really.
And I think we've gotten better as far as the quality of the preparations. The volume has gone down. The taste is never, like I always tell patients, there's no easy way to get from point A to point B. In other words, you need to get the colon cleaned out for us to get a good look in there. But so the preps, you know, are better. And really the screening guidelines right now for somebody who has no family history of colon cancer is really to start at age 50. Now, certain subpopulations have a higher risk. So African Americans should probably start at age 45. And there's some suggestion that heavy smokers probably also have a higher risk of adenoma occurrence, and that they should probably start at around 45 as well. If you do have family history, then usually, if it's a first-degree relative, we usually recommend starting screening about 10 years before that person was diagnosed with colon cancer. Like I said, there is a significant drop in the colon cancer rate in patients over age 50, but what we've seen alarmingly over the last few years, though, is that it seems to be an increase in colon cancer in younger people. So that the other thing I want to stress is that even though there's no firm guidelines for younger people to be screened, if you have any symptoms that concern you at all, rectal bleeding, change in bowel habits, no matter your age, you should see your physician and consider more aggressive
now,
evaluation.
What if not necessarily a history of colon cancer, but a history of colon problems in a person's family? For example, in my family, my father, my grandfather, I think all of my uncles have had colon issues. My dad had the colostomy, the bag. My grandfather had it as well. So should I'll be 34 next month. Should I start thinking about getting a colonoscopy?
Probably around age 40. You probably should because of any type of issues, you probably want to put yourself in the, you know, like if symptoms, you know, if you have any symptoms or there's family history of issues, probably sort of erring to the side of, you know, starting to look a little bit earlier, because, like I said, it is somewhat, it is concerning that there's sort of this rise in younger people.
And not only do our, obviously, this is a big important part of what our primary care physicians do as well. They work with patients about what's age appropriate for the right kinds of screenings, everything from mammography. They try to remind people, as well as the fact that you can actually make an appointment with the Finger Lakes Gastroenterology Office to basically have that consultation and be working through what makes sense for you based on your family history, what makes sense for you based on your experience or your symptoms. And I think that's really important. People should realize that that's part of a decision, a conversation
exactly.
you would have with an expert. So you don't sort of, you don't show up at the Finger Lakes Surgery Center without having had some discussion about what makes sense for you.
Exactly. That's, you know, that's always a part of the process. You know, not only, we're not just technicians. In other words, we're, you know, diagnosticians. You know, colon cancer screening is a big part of what we do, but also just consultative medicine with respects to any type of GI issue, upper GI symptoms, you know, lower GI issues as well.
Is it fair to say that colon cancer is a type of cancer where if you do early prevention, if you do get checked out, you severely lower the risk of developing that cancer down the road?
Absolutely. Absolutely with colon cancer. It's very, the feeling is that the pathway, the progression from a polyp to a cancer is felt to probably be about 7 to 10 years. So that if you sort of remove a polyp, you should have a sort of a safety cushion for a while. There's always rare instances where polyps or cancers can grow quickly, but that's extremely rare. That's probably less than 1% of cancers. So really, I think that if we were able to get the population screened appropriately, you could probably decrease the colon cancer death by 50%.
And I'm
which is huge
to hear that a third of people in that age range are still, we did see the Today Show years back, and many of us might be sort of in that age range where maybe I wasn't watching it quite then, and other people remember it very vividly. But I think we've been talking about this so much now that I am a little bit surprised that we do have such a huge population of people for whatever reason. And is it your sense that most people, it is really just this anxiety, or is it that they're not seeking in general care overall?
I think a big part of it is anxiety and kind of pushing it off. Because, I mean, I'll see a lot of times people who come in and they're 53, 54, and they'll say, well, yeah, my doctor's been bothering me to do this for 3 or 4 years when they turn 50. So that it's not, I mean, I think the majority of our primary care physicians in the area are acutely aware of colon cancer screening, but a big part of it is that reluctance on patients. And time flies. I mean, you know, it even, you know, happens to me that if like, I know I'm supposed to have something done and 6 months or a year goes by and it's like, oh my gosh, I've been putting that off, because we all get busy. We all have other things to do. And it's sort of, and again, once you sort of get over that hump that it's not a noxious experience, I think you'll attract people. People will come more quickly. In other words, people are always more likely to come for a follow-up exam than for that initial
once
one.
Once you've had it once, truly,
you really.
And that is why I hope everyone will tell their friends. And it seems like a funny old Breck commercial or whatever,
right.
But tell your friends once you've done this and really reduce that and provide, demystify it for people and dispel any of the concerns or myths people have.
All right. Very quickly, last question. Doctor, do you typically see more men or more women coming in for colonoscopies?
Actually, it's probably because it is an equal opportunity disease, you know, equally occurs in men and women. I will tend to find that probably close to 50%, but I think that women in general will sort of seek medical care sooner than some men will.
And I will just say, I think some women help facilitate for the men in their lives having that done. And I tease about that because my daughter worked in your office one summer and she said, do you know how many wives call about their husband's colonoscopy? So we can help each other in that way too. So we can get both men and women in there for this important procedure.
All right, Dr. Henry Legider and Laura Turbide from Finger Lakes Health. I wish we had more time because barely scratched the surface of things to talk about, but I'm sure we'll do this again sometime soon.
Right, and you can obviously find Dr. Legider, Dr. Yu, and Dr. Diaz on www.flhealth.org, which is our website, and find the office phone number as well. But please definitely give us a call and talk with your physicians about getting scheduled.